price. We shall now move on to the third P, the element of price in the marketing mix. Price, from the pure economic point of view, is obviously an enormously important factor in determining the demand for a product. The importance of price in the marketing mix has increased over the last decade for Western economies. Why is this? First, we can see that the economic dislocations of the late 1970s and early 1980s made the consumer more price-sensitive. Also, lower-priced competition from developing countries has led US and Western European firms to try to compete on a price basis, or to try to move into higher price segments. Companies have now also begun to recognize the benefits of segmenting markets by price, and are offering high, medium, and low-priced brands in one product line. Deregulation in many industries has also led to an increase in competition, which has, in turn, increased the importance of price in marketing policy. We can divide a price determination model into six separate stages. 1. Establishing pricing objectives. 2. Determining influences on price. 3. Developing new pricing strategies. 4. Determining the final price. 5. Adjusting the price level. 6. Evaluating and controlling prices. 1. Pricing objectives range from return on investment to market share to competitive advantage. A company which has a patent need not concentrate on market share for the duration of the patent life, as they already possess a virtual monopoly to start with. A company launching a new product in a highly competitive market may expect or aim for a very low return on investment to start with, in order to gain market share or a competitive advantage. 2. What influences price? The two most important factors are costs and demand. Costs determine a target return or markup and define a floor below which prices cannot go. Above this minimum price, demand takes over as the main influence on price levels. The sensitivity of demand to changes in price is known as the price elasticity of demand. If a company can determine the price elasticity of demand for its product, it can then find the level at which revenues are maximized. The analysis of this information, in relation to information on costs, allows the producer to determine the price and quantity he should produce in order to maximize profits. Some other influences on price are customer price expectations, customer price quality associations, competitive reactions, and national or international economic conditions. 3. Pricing strategies differ between existing products and new products. For an existing product, strategies focus on establishing the appropriate price level in relation to market influences and deciding on whether to change existing prices or not. A drastic increase in price, if not accompanied by a change in the product, must be accompanied by radical changes in the promotional elements of the marketing mix. This enables the producer to change the demand curve for his product, and thus his price elasticity. For new products, two examples of pricing strategies are price skimming or penetration pricing. A skimming strategy, which sets a high initial price, is feasible if a company has, for example, patent protection. Promotional and distributional qualities can also allow a high initial price to be set, such as in the case of Waterford Glass. A penetration strategy, which sets a low initial price, makes sense if demand is elastic, as is the case in high competition markets. 4. Determining the final price of the product or service depends on the levels of competition in the market. Two extreme cases of competition are oligopoly and pure competition. In oligopolistic markets, that is, markets with a small number of large competitors, what is known as follow-the-leader pricing occurs. Price wars in such industries can be very damaging so firms usually create price stability by agreeing to follow a price leader. In pure competition markets, where a large number of small firms exist, firms usually strive for price stability through following industry norms. Slightly above and below these norms, companies attempt to find niche markets for themselves. The final price is in many cases only the list price, that is, the price which appears in advertisements or catalogues. This is an official price. Many firms make adjustments to their official prices. 5. Adjustments to price can be in the form of discounts, allowances, price promotions, or geographical adjustments. Discounts are incentives for customers to buy larger amounts, or to pay more quickly, or to buy at off-peak times of year. Promotion pricing is an attempt to get the consumer to try the product. Geographical adjustments are made to prices in order to account for differing transport costs. 6. The last stage of our price determination model is the evaluating and controlling of prices. This is carried out by assessing the responses of consumers and competitors to the price levels they set. This requires tracking consumer purchases, as in our Levi's example. The producer wishes to see if his demand estimates, on which his prices are based, are accurate. Keeping an eye on competitors allows the marketer to see if similar moves in price to his competitors are warranted. The most important element of the pricing functions within the marketing mix is an adherence to the marketing rule of consumer orientation. Consumer observation is necessary through market research, both before and after the so-called final price has been decided.